Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the second day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaNishlokim, all vegetables of chulin that have been cooked, Im HaTrodim, with beetroot or beet, or that is of Truma, Asurim, will be prohibited, i.e. they'll be treated as truma and prohibited for a non-kain. Why? Because, says Rabbi Yossi, these trodim, this beet, is strong enough or pungent enough to give a taste to any vegetable of chulin that is being cooked with. And according to the Bar Tanura, the Rambam, Rabbi Yossi is being more lenient than the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, they said that only things that are cooked, are pickled with each other, are mutter. But things that are cooked with each other are also. Comes along, when we talk about if a product of Issa was cooked with a product of Heter, then we say that it's also. That's what the previous Mishnah said. Only if it's pickled, then it's mutter, except for certain things. Comes along Rabbi Yossi now, and he says, no. He says, even if things are cooked with each other, are mutter. When one thing's also, one thing's mutter. Except in the case of the trodim, except even he agrees that when it comes to beet or this beetroot, whatever that type of vegetable, that will give it flavor to, if it's of truma, for example, it'll give a flavor to chulin, and that the whole thing will be also for zarin. That's how the Rambam and Bar Tanura both learn. In other words, again, that the Rabbi Yossi is being more lenient than the previous Mishnah. According to Yerushalmi, however, Yerushalmi Goros is Goros in the previous Mishnah. Anything that is cooked with each other is mutter, but things which are pickled are asur. And according to that, this way, according to the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yossi is coming along to tell us that if they are cooked, even though things which are cooked are mutter, as the previous Mishnah says, if it's cooked with beet, then that will be asur. According to this way of learning, Rabbi Yossi is not being more lenient. On the contrary, he's actually qualifying the previous Mishnah, because the Yerushalmi has the girsa that even in the previous Mishnah, they hold that anything cooked with each other is mutter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kruv Shel Shakyar, if you have cabbage that comes from a field, a vegetable field that requires a lot of watering, and that's been cooked with Im Kruv Shel Baal, with a cabbage of Truma that grew in a field of Baal. Now that's a field that gets sufficient rainwater and you don't need to water it. Also, that vegetable or that kruv of shakyava from a well of a that gets enough water from the rainwater, that the kruv shel shakya will be also the water of cholin mipnei shehu boleya, because it'll absorb the flavor, the taste from the kruv of baal, from the kruv, from the cabbage that comes in a field that is that gets sufficient rainwater. The vegetable that grows in a field that gets sufficient rainwater, that is stronger or going to be more full of flavor, and it will give a flavor. If it's of truma, it'll give a flavor into the chulin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, or some gifts has Rabbi Kiva Omer, kolam is bashlin zemza, anything, any isra or hata that are cooked with each other, mutarim are permitted, because they won't give a taste to each one to the other, elim bal habasar, except if the dover hata, something that's mutar, has been cooked with meat. The meat is the part that's also. Then we say that the hata will be balea, from the basar ha'isra, that the some food that was mutar will be absorbed from the meat that was also. The Bar Tanura explains he was talking about min b'mino, talking about the same variety of food. Rambam, however, learns that we're talking here about truma, again, mixed with chulin. That when you have truma mixed with chulin and they're cooked with each other, says Rabbi Yehuda, they will not become asur, the chulin will not become like truma, unless it's meat of chulin being cooked with vegetables of truma. Then the meat will be asur for non-kain, because it will draw the flavor from the vegetable. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, HaKoved Oiseres. He says that liver that is of a non-kosher or trefa, will be usering, will prohibit anything mutter that's cooked with it. Ve'enon Aseres, but if the liver is kosher, then it won't be from a kosher animal, whatever, or and it's absolutely kosher, there's no trefes involved, then it'll be, and it's cooked with something that's also, then it won't become usering. Why? Because poletas. Because the liver expels, and it expels blood, a lot of blood, ve'ena balas, but it doesn't absorb. And because it's busy expelling what it has, it's not going to absorb anything also if it's mutter. And if the liver, on the other hand, is something also, then it'll be busy expelling into the thing that's mutter. Again, the Rambam will explain this too. He's talking about truma, and he will learn that if the liver that of chulin is being cooked with a vegetable of truma, it won't become osur because the liver is expelling. But the other way around, then we can't really have the other way around. If the liver of chulin was being cooked with vegetable truma, it won't become osur. The Rambam concludes and says that the words of all these tanaim that we mentioned in our Mishnah are really not halacha. And the only thing that's mutter is things that are pickled with each other, not cooked with each other. When it's cooked, we look at nice and time, did it give a flavor or not. However, if you have liver that's been cooked, even if it's hatter, even if it's liver that's mutter, you're not allowed to eat it. You can't cook liver because it'll answer anything that's cooked with it because it's full of blood and it's continuously expelling. And then it absorbs the blood that it expelled again. The only way you can cook it is if you first soak it in vinegar before you cook it till it gets white, or you put it in boiling water, or you singe it. You singe it in fire, and afterwards you cook it. And that's done mostly. People do that today. They roast it first before they cook it. Mishnah Yud Beis. Beitzah shenisbash l'betavlin asurin. If you have an egg that's been cooked with spices that are also, for example, orla, which is also for everybody, or maybe spices with truma, which would make the egg also for anifakonim, because it takes on the taste of truma, says the Mishnah, afilu chelmon shela, even the yellow part of the egg, which is deep inside the egg, and for sure the white of the egg also will be prohibited to be eaten, because the egg will absorb from the flavoring of the spices that are also, either spices that are olive, which are also for everybody, or spices that are for truma, which will make it also for non-kohen. Meshlokos or mechvashim shel truma, water in which truma has been cooked or pickled, asurim lazarim, that water is forbidden for non-kohen, because again, it'll have the din of truma.